Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear what's new in sports at the University of Pittsburgh.
Here come the Panthers.
It's the Heather Like Show with Pitt Athletic Director Heather Like on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
And we are joined by the University of Pittsburgh Athletic Director Heather Like. And Heather, what a day today. The announcement with Victory Heights. And before we get into what that is all about, what is the genesis for the project? Where did it all begin?
Well, it all began really 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, when I first got here and realized, just where we stood competitively in our conference in the ACC. I think a leader's job is to define reality. And so you really spend a little bit of time assessing where are we. And I realized that, just competitively across the board, we certainly were not where we want to be. And we were near the bottom of the ACC across the board when you look at our 19 teams. And so you start to assess right away, okay, what needs to improve? What will help these programs immediately? And certainly there were a number of coaching changes, and I think that we've really elevated the coaching staff in a significant way and brought in absolutely the best coaches and teachers that we can in the country for the sports across the board. And they're going to make an impact. They're going to make an immediate impact in, the expectations, the accountability, the teaching that goes on in those teams. But then you look at, if you equate it to sort of the academic world, what are the living and learning environments that our student athletes are in? And what are the classrooms? What are the, those settings? And frankly, I think we were very far behind. And so this Victory Heights vision was born out of the need for our coaches and student athletes to have better living and learning environments. And so those are our athletic facilities. And we're really excited about the future and what it's going to look like. And obviously the transformative impact it'll have, not just on our student athletes, but our community and our campus.
I remember before the Pens built their new arena downtown, and they went around to different arenas to gather ideas. Did you find yourself doing that, where you were looking at other schools looking for ideas?
Yeah, probably for the last 22 years. there's not a college campus that you walk on that you don't get an idea. Whether that's from the light post banners to the lighting to the entranceway to the locker rooms to weight rooms and all that. Yes, you definitely are our whole staff. I mean, that's one of the things. We have the opportunity to travel with teams and visit other campuses. So you want to take the best of the best ideas. And it's a balance because facilities matter. We know leadership matters. We know coaching and head coaches matter and people matter. But facilities matter too. But at the end of the day, if you have the most beautiful facilities in the world and don't have the right people in them, then there's some loss there,
As you were looking, and we're joined by Heather Like, as you were looking when you were first coming on campus at potential upgrades, there is a bit of a land, not issue, but land challenge. How much were you trying, and how much has that been a part of this process, trying to figure out where things go?
So for everyone listening, I never came on campus to interview. So that's one of the things you should know. And I had the chance to go to the chancellor's home on my second interview, but I never really actually walked the campus until I got here. And I love the fact that people would say that you're landlocked. You can't do anything. There's no opportunity. There's just nowhere to build. There's just no space. And I think what we all did as a staff and department is, you just sort of have to look at the space differently. And thankfully, the chancellor supported the vision, and our board of trustees were incredibly supportive of it because they basically said to us, okay, what is it that you need? And let's figure out a footprint of land that we could potentially build upon. And what can you fit on that footprint? And so we just looked at the space differently. And, you know, I think sometimes it just takes an outside perspective to kind of open those thoughts. And we have a really tremendous university leader in that area. Her name's Beth McGrew, and she's been extraordinarily helpful in this vision and this project as well. And so we looked at the space, and we have obviously identified two really awesome locations for a new arena and sports performance complex, as well as an indoor track and band facility.
Who are some other people that have really been instrumental that deserve a shout out here?
Well, Chancellor Gallagher, first and foremost. You know, you can have all the vision and energy and excitement and, you know, things I try to bring to work every day. But if you don't have great alignment of leadership, you really can't accomplish what you want. So Chancellor Gallagher, certainly our board chairman, Eva Bloom, the chairman of the athletic committee, John Pelosi, all of our athletic committee members, they have, I toured them one of the very first board meetings. I took them through the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse on a semi-hot day in August. They might have said it was extraordinarily hot. I didn't plan that, but it was beautifully orchestrated. And, you know, because that building does not have air condition. And so we walked through the facility with them all dressed up and went to the strength conditioning room. And the wrestling team had just finished working out, so there couldn't be more sweat pouring from anybody. And, you know, it was just a visual tour for them to realize the facilities that our student athletes, 84% of them, are living and learning every day. And they took that tour very seriously and realized the importance of, you know, kind of how far behind and how little attention we had really given to that particular group of student athletes.
All right, we are going to discuss what is being built or what will be built here on campus as we continue. It's the Heather Like Show here on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's the Heather Like Show on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
And welcome back to the Heather Like Show here on News Radio 1020, KDKA. And before we actually get to the facility, I want to mention something about Chancellor Gallagher and his passion for sports and the value of athletic facilities and teams. Can you put it into words what it's like working with him?
I hope you're listening, Chancellor. Now, you know, I think, you know, he's an extraordinary leader. He's a great listener. He gives unbelievably sound advice. He's brilliant, right? And he's brilliant when it comes to people and relationships too. But I think what's most important, and he said this 1,000 times to me, if he said it once, is, you know, running a successful athletic department is a much better proposition than running an unsuccessful one. And it sounds so simplistic, but it's true. And so the other thing that he says is, you know, athletics is a really important fabric of this university. And so it creates and instills pride. It creates and instills connections in this campus. And I, you know, there's no question he knows its ability to bring us all together and build a tremendous sense of pride. And I, you know, we would not be announcing Victory Heights without his unequivocal support.
All right, let's start with the new arena for gymnastics, volleyball, and wrestling. It's about, what, 3,500 seats?
It is. So if you think about everything that the field house once was, it is a new state-of-the-art arena. Competition arena for volleyball, wrestling, and gymnastics. It allows us to create practice gyms for each of those sports as well. So we'll have 3 volleyball courts in a practice gym. We'll have 4 wrestling mats in a practice gym. We'll have all of the competition equipment for gymnastics in a gymnastics practice gym. And, you know, obviously just an unbelievable venue for our student athletes to compete in and us to be able to host camps and clinics and expand those opportunities for young people to come to campus and see what a college campus is about, let alone what it's like to play college sports. Yeah, it's going to be a new home court advantage. Dan Fisher wants a zoo element to it. So, you know, for the students out there that love to be a part of the zoo, we hope you'll come and be a part of an early zoo and watch volleyball as well.
Yeah, and for Dan, I mean, that season can start when it's still hot in that field house. And I know from a competitive standpoint, it's something – it's amazing what he's done, and to think what he might be able to do with these facilities. Wow.
Well, you put great people in not-so-great facilities, and they can build it, and they can sell belief and vision and certainly teach kids – and have an impact. But you put great people in great facilities, then they can build and sustain success. And that's what we want to see. And that's, you know, Dan is here to see that happen. That's part of the reason I know that he's excited about staying. And we did a long-term deal with him was he wants to build a legacy here at Pitt. And he's going to do it in the new arena. And, you know, you give your coaches the tools and resources necessary to build and sustain something. That's what we aspire to do.
Heather, how much were the coaches involved in this process?
Oh, very much so. I mean, we have today we revealed conceptual drawings. We will now dive headlong into the schematic drawings, and which are much more detailed and involve their input a whole lot more. And that process will take, you know, 9 to 12 months. So it's a very involved process with our architect and with our coaches' feedback.
Give us an idea where this arena will sit.
Well, it's going to sit in the bowl site, the grassy green area next to the peat, and behind it, and I should say attached to it, is our new sports performance complex. So that's all the strength conditioning space, all of our sports medicine, nutrition, mental well-being, all of the sports medicine piece will be attached in a complex right next to the new arena.
You mentioned sports medicine. Let's discuss that and the importance of having that all in one area where people aren't jumping around to different places.
Well, not only consolidating it, but state of the art. I mean, we are, as you know, surrounded by a world-class medical program and medical team. I mean, UPMC and our team doctors and physicians are the best in the country, and I will argue that. I've been here 3 years, and I have not had a single medical complaint from a parent. And you will hear that if you do. And they're just really well taken care of. So now to be able to put them in world-class facilities where the students can be evaluated and treated is necessary. And, you know, the strength conditioning component is a huge asset. You know, 84% of our student-athletes will be working out in this facility, training in the weight room, conditioning, and that is a huge aspect to the development of our student athletes outside of their, you know, competitive seasons.
As a student athlete, did you enjoy mixing with other student athletes in those type of environments? Is that something that will be different now in the future for Pitt athletes?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get inspired by seeing other teams together and watching what, you know, how hard they work out. And, you know, I don't know who would argue that they work out the hardest.
Wrestlers always argue that.
Yeah. I think you're probably right, and I'll take them up on that. But, yeah, I think it's a great environment to be able to bring student-athletes together and interact and see one another, and they show obviously mutual respect and mutual support for one another.
Track has a long history, and yet it's had its issues. It's been displaced. It's had things here and there. To give them a home, I'm sure, is as gratifying as anything.
Yeah, I don't want to get choked up, but you know, Herb Douglas is one of the most extraordinary people I've ever met, let alone here in Pittsburgh. And, you know, he's 97 years young. In 3 months, he'll be 98. And he will tell you, I remember calling him not so long ago because I knew we were going to make this announcement on January 14th. And I said, Herb, you got to come. You have to be here. And he had a couple health issues at 97. And he's like, Heather, Miss Heather, I'll be there. And I was like, you know, I'm just so excited, Herb, because we're going to announce this indoor track. And you know, it's taken, you know, quite a bit to get there. And he said, Heather, you know, it's just not that hard to do the right thing in life. And he said, I knew you would get this track built, and I'm staying alive so I can see it. And I really believe that. And And he is a real inspiration to all of us for how you live your life and how you give back and how you appreciate where you've come from. And his time at Pitt, he has with fond memories. He's the only person I've ever met that was alive before the cathedral was built. And I could talk and listen to him all day, but this track is, you know, no doubt I'm excited to see it happen and for her, too, to see it.
In our last minute, can you kind of give us a feeling what the reaction of the coaches was like?
You know, I think a number of them have said, can I hug you? I'm so excited. You know, I just, you know, they are incredibly committed to what they do as a profession. And these facilities demonstrate the university's commitment to their expertise. And so I know the coaches are grateful and thankful, and as I am. And we're just excited for the next phase of Pitt Athletics under Victory Heights.
Well, it was a tremendous announcement today, and I know the fans are excited about it, and the athletes are excited about it, the coaches are excited about it, and it's just another event where the university takes a step forward. And Heather, congratulations, and best of luck with all of it.
Thanks so much, and thanks to all of those donors out there supporting it as well, and the alumni. So we are working hard to make you proud. Hail to Pitt!